Well, for more now on that row over zoned land tax, let's have a word with Fiacra O'Kinney of our political staff. Fiacra, will you bring us back to the start of this? How did this row begin?
Well, yes, Rachel, this all goes back to as far back as 2021, when a residential zoned land tax was agreed by the coalition to target landholders and speculators who may be sitting on large amounts of land during the housing crisis. Now, that plan and that tax included a 3% tax on the market value of any land earmarked but not yet used for housing. And it was intended to be introduced last year to give landowners time to use the land or to adapt to the new rules. But it was last year it was deferred until this October's budget. Now, fast forward to this week, and a new row, as you just said, has emerged within the coalition over the tax's introduction.
So, we've just heard Norma Foley say that it is going to be deferred, that that's Fianna Fáil's position. The Green Party see it rather differently.
Yes, and you need to bear in mind that, look, we're only 6 weeks away from the budget, so it is becoming a row, and particularly within the coalition. Now, yesterday in the Irish Independent, it was reported that the tax may be deferred again due to concerns that Norma Foley was raising just there, that farmers whose land also has residential zoning could be accidentally affected. Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris responded to those reports at the Fine Gael event yesterday, and he said no active farmer, so no farmer who is currently using their land, would have to pay the tax under his watch, and that he wanted the Department of Finance to find a way to exclude active farmers from the plan. Now, Fianna Fáil's Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, later told RTÉ News that he's working on proposals to defer the tax for another year, and he said this is because the tax risks placing an unfair burden on active farmers, and that he's listening to rural communities. But one group, as you said, which feels it's not been listened to at all is the Green Party, and this morning they made it clear that they are furious over the potential new delay to the tax. Now, in separate interviews, Greens TDs Oisín Smith, Nasa Horrigan and Stephen Matthews all said the tax cannot be deferred again, and they said not introducing a tax to free up land for housing during a housing crisis would be like hiding food during the famine. Now, Oisín Smith went even further, and he said the amount of land the tax would help to free up could be used for 220,000 new homes, and he said the change could just be made to exclude farmers from the tax in the upcoming budget, and that as far as he and the Green Party is concerned, any deferral is simply not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And he made those comments. I was listening to Claire Byrne this morning. He made those comments on that show, and he was pretty trenchant in his views. We're entering a time, Fiacra, when the political atmosphere is likely to get fairly febrile, and there's likely to be plentiful speculation about a general election. Could this particular issue destabilise the government?
Well, for now, it's probably being seen here in Leinster House as more of a wobble than a complete collapse of the coalition, Rachel. Now, this row, of course, needs to be seen, as you said, in the context of the upcoming budget, and even more so in the context of the upcoming general election, because parties both in and out of the coalition are protecting their key demographics, whether they be farmers, people looking for housing, or from the opposition benches demanding clarity on an issue they say could be helping developers. Now, in terms of coalition safety itself, of course, we've spoken about how the Green Party, in particular Green Party TD Oisín Smith, have raised concerns over this issue. Now, Oisín Smith was asked twice on Claire Byrne this morning what would happen if the deferral is pushed through, and he said, look, it won't be pushed through, it's not going to happen, and that there needs to be discussion on the issue. Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris did say yesterday that whether a decision is made to defer the tax for another year or amend legislation, he's open to engagement, and as to today's response to the Green Party has shown, he certainly has that engagement now.
He certainly does. Fiacra, many thanks for that. That was Fiacra O'Kinney at Leinster House.